Hello, everybody. In this video, I'm asking, should King Charles III abdicate George of Ireland? So his Britannic Majesty, he succeeded to the throne on the 8th of September 2022. So my goodness, it's not very long ago, sort of 3.5 years ago, not quite. So we all know that his younger brother is Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew and indeed the Duke of York, who renounced all his titles in October last year, supposedly under pressure from his elder brother. So now Prince Andrew stands accused of many, many crimes, including by the late Virginia Giuffre, rape. But it's impossible for him to convict him because, of course, the main witness is dead. Well, the only witness is dead. People might know he came in and out of room with her, but no one else could have actually seen what went on there. I don't think she left any affidavits. There are alleged crimes against other minors and so on. I don't think anyone's gone as far to say that that's rape. It might be statutory rape and so on. What is a slam dunk is misconduct in public office. When he held a public office as the United Kingdom's trade and investment representative, jetting around the world on taxpayers' expense, when he deliberately undermined government policy for his own emolument, and he leaked highly confidential documents to Jeffrey Epstein and others for his own enrichment. It was insider trading. So there he was. He was abusing his public position for private gain. And there are multiple examples of that. As one conservative MP, a monarchist himself said that Andrew's behavior was not on the line of legality. It was a million miles over it. Now, nobody accused Prince Charles of sex crimes. King Charles is now. Nobody accuses the king of misconduct in public office. But the point is, has he covered up for his younger brother? People might have been aware of these allegations for years. Charles must have been aware of these allegations of years and things like that. So it's a difficult family situation for Charles III, for his gracious majesty realized that blood is thicker than water. So Andrew has left Royal Lodge, which is very close to Windsor Castle, and he's gone to stay in the grounds of Sandringham, which is one of the royal family's private estates in Norfolk. As even if the monarchy were abolished, they would still own Sandringham, where they spend every Christmas. He didn't go there at Christmas. They had to stay in Royal Lodge a bit longer because they thought it would be really inapposite for him to be there at Christmas. So provide him with free housing. Now, you might think that's terrible. But on the other hand, Andrew had a watertight lease over that Royal Lodge, went on beyond his 100th birthday. There's no way to get him out. The only way to get out is voluntarily by offering him something alluring. If you leave of your own free will, we'll give you free housing elsewhere. And Andrew eventually took the deal. But you see, Andrew doesn't have any regard for the good name of his family. When there's a talk about would he go to somewhere like the United Arab Emirates, somewhere that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States, live out the rest of his life there, so it's not the UK's problem or something like that. Andrew, will he speak to the FBI? And they've been requesting for years and years him to do so, and he's refused to do so. Charles ordered him to, but then that doesn't actually have any force of law if his elder brother orders him to, even though he is the king. Does he try and pressurize him? We don't know. And so the living costs are borne by the king, so we believe. We don't actually know. That could be true. The opacity of Andrew's finances is also problematic. So some people think that some of the money is going, that Charles has given the money to his younger brother and so on. So did he cover up the allegations? Was he aware of this? Should he have taken firmer action? But anyway, I think some of this is unfair to Charles III, because from 2001 to 2011, Andrew was the trade and investment representative. And Prince Charles, as he then was, well, then one of those who warned against it. So I can see this turning out to be disastrous. Don't appoint him, because he will always mix up, you know, public and private. He will exploit his position for his personal gain, even when it's detrimental to the public interest, as he definitely did on countless occasions. Her Britannic Majesty Elizabeth II went ahead. Partly it was Tony Blair was prime minister. He thought it was a bright idea. You know, the Labour cabinet at the time bear some responsibility. There were multiple complaints. It's finally ended in 2011 when David Cameron was prime minister that Andrew lost that position for various reasons, partly to do with his very close association with his bosom buddy, Jeffrey Epstein. So, I'm quite critical of members of the royal family, particularly Meghan Markle. I'm a monarchist. I know they're all too human. But they're flawed. I like the institution, the pageantry, the continuity it represents, not necessarily the individuals. Some are good, some are bad, most are mixed, and so forth. But I think Charles is being a bit unfairly treated. I don't want him to abdicate. There would be an excuse that he's had cancer for over 2 years. The word on the street is it's stage 4. There is no stage 5, that is terminal, because how old is he now? He's 77. And that, you know, he's not got long to go. He's only got about 2 years left to live. That and you only see him in public occasionally, quite briefly, walks with real difficulty. So they pump and pull a cortisone before a public appearance, and that's it. So he could stand aside on the grounds of ill health. From Monica's point of view, the good news is that Prince William and Princess Kate Middleton are the most popular royals, and they are not tarnished by association with Prince Andrew. It's known that William despises his uncle, Andrew. So that would lead the monarchy forward. And lots of other monarchies have done this in recent years, in Belgium, in the Netherlands, and where else? In Luxembourg, in Denmark, even the papacy under Benedict XVI, monarchs abdicated and handed over the throne to the junior generation. So there'll be someone who's fairly healthy and energetic. Remember the late Elizabeth II in 2002, her Golden Jubilee, she excluded any possibility of abdication, said she would carry on until the very end. And indeed she did. Okay, so what do you think? Should Charles renounce the crown for himself and hand over to the next generation? I know those are against the monarchy on principle, but has Charles III done something wrong regarding his brother? Could he do more? Yeah, considering, you know, it's not an absolute monarchy. You know, he's not a dictator. So if Andrew's going to disobey him, well, he can do that and just get away with it. Should he have blown the whistle at an earlier stage? All right. Thanks very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.